How about if my athleticism was determined by how fast my mind can run? Do you know how many awards I would win? Enemies of progress. Enemies of progress. Don't mind the wig. Mind your business. In fact, bear mind or bear witness. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. It is Conte's corner. Conte's corner. You are the reason why I leave my hand. Why I leave my voice. Why I sing to you. Yeah, you hear that note? The you. Yeah. Somebody get me on X Factor Judges Houses. Thank you. Welcome. Sorry about hair. But welcome to Conte's Corner, the coolest corner of the world. Firework there. T-shirt, boom, in the sky. Welcome. Yeah, you are honestly part of the most coolest corner, coolest community in the world. If you don't believe it, you need to start believing it, because it's gonna be fantastic. You are in for a treat. For some of you that do not know, my name is DC, and I have decided to start this really cool podcast after my name, because why not? Genuinely, why not? Like, we are here to talk all about building community, having candid conversations, and really just basically building connection amongst peers. I'm a huge advocate for having conversations with people that you care about, people that are exciting, people that have stories. You know, we all have stories that we feel like we need to share, and I'm a huge advocate for it. So this wonderful sofa, as you can tell, it matches the branding. Look, I even match. Look, I wear red. You know, we have purple and orange lighting in the back. Again, for my audio listeners, if you are not watching us on YouTube by now, this is the time for you to go and watch us on YouTube. Yeah, thank you. If it means you need to watch something whilst driving, think about the choice. Anyway, like I said, the whole point of Conte's Corner is really just to have candid conversations with people that I really care about, for you to feel inspired, hopefully for you to have a laugh, for you to take away yourself from all the chaos of life. I am here to provide that. And the aim, hopefully, is for you to walk away with a good story, for you to walk away inspired, again, for all of us to learn something new. And without a shadow of doubt, I'm finna bring Christ into it. Hallelujah. If you believe in the Lord, you better... Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to talk about Christ. I'm excited to talk about him. I'm excited to bring him up. I'm excited to have a platform where my mad personality is being shown across the internet. And again, hopefully with the people that come through, you guys get a sense of enjoyment. You get to laugh. And you just make me realize, like, rah, like, Debs is actually cool. Purr. This corner of the internet will be the coolest by God's grace. But before we start any podcast, before we start any explanation as to why we're here, I'd actually really like to pray. And I really want to encourage you all, even if you're not a believer, just to engage, you know, with the prayer. So I'm gonna go ahead. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much, first of all, just for bringing me here to record the first ep. That's so bad. Yeah. But honestly speaking, Lord Jesus, I'm so excited that this podcast will be used to glorify your name. I'm excited for the people that will come on. I'm excited for the laughters, for the joy that is going to be shared on this podcast. And I pray, Lord, that your hand will be over it, that your favor will be over it, that there will be an anointing for every guest that comes onto this podcast. I pray we will not use our words in vain, but really to be able to speak life, Lord, over the people that come through. And for anyone that is hurting, for anyone, Lord Jesus, that needs a bit of a laugh, a bit of joy, even if it is just a pinch of joy, I thank you, Lord, that you are using me as a vessel to bring that onto them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Guys, no, we're really here. That's so crazy. So today's episode really is just, first of all, now, one thing about podcasts they don't tell you is you have to record, and no matter what is on your face, you just kind of have to go with it, which is hilarious. But the one thing that I'm so excited about is about bringing stories onto this couch, bringing stories into this room. Again, as I mentioned before, really giving us an opportunity to share how we've been able to grow as people. I want to talk about how to be, you know, Christian in this current creative industry. I want to talk about networking. I want to talk about stories of like heartbreak and marriage and divorce. And I also want to talk about how do you actually navigate jealousy, and how do you navigate your boss that's an idiot. Do you get, like, I want to talk about everything and all things in between. And again, the whole point for the podcast itself is really for you guys to feel as though you're being validated, for it to be a safe space, for it to really just encourage you all to really take those bold steps that you've been called to do. Now, is this a faith-based podcast? No. Will I bring faith into it? Yes. Am I sorry about that? Absolutely not. Like, I will not be ashamed of the gospel. And the harsh reality is I will continue to share my identity through this podcast. So if you're not like it, leave. If you're not like it, leave. But before you leave, let me do the usual YouTube stuff. Why haven't you subscribed? Why haven't you subscribed? Why haven't you given it already 5 stars? Those are audio listeners. Why have you not given it 5 stars already? Because realistically, if you loved me enough, hallelujah, if you loved me enough, the 5 stars would have been there by the thumbnail alone. You would have seen my pretty face. You would have said, I need 5 star now. But instead, you want to be what we call an enemy of progress. You're an op with an E. Ope. E-op. How dare you? So please, guys, let's not be an enemy of progress. Let's really make sure that we're actually supporting your sister. Again, I don't have a number or subscribers or anything like that that I'd like to achieve right now. I just know that this platform will be international, and whether you get with the program or you don't, that's between you and God. Do you understand? So if you want to be an op, be an op. If you want to chill in the corner and you can't even get in, you see what I did there? If you want to chill in the corner, wait, you're already in the corner. You're already here. You are already here. So like I said, make sure you subscribe, make sure you send a like, make sure you share it with people. Listen, people, we're excited for this season one, man. We're bringing guests that have been in all sorts of industries, people that I think are amazing, people that I think are just my circle, and people that I can advocate for their character for. And at the end of the day, we're just a vibe, man. We're just a vibe, you know, we're just a vibe. But honestly speaking, like, I'm here to be a vessel, and I'm here to make sure that, again, the ministry of being present is really just elevated, you know. Personally with myself, like, and this is actually going into the main topic itself about being obedient and really just taking that step of faith, I noticed with myself that I was procrastinating for time. Guys, if I tell you how long I've been thinking of doing a podcast, and maybe it's a selfish intent, because if you hear my voice, whew. Hi, audio listeners, if you are listening right now, I hope you are enjoying this particular voice segment for you. For my visual and audio listeners, of course, I love you more because you would like to see my face. It feels very much like a hate crime for those that are just listening in. I feel like you should go to YouTube and see my wonderful face, because right now with this red top, this might be the last time that I wear color. Anyway, I digress. I noticed with myself that I was procrastinating a lot, and procrastination beyond the boring conversation of, oh yeah, I put things aside and I was, no, I noticed that I kept on delaying this podcast because I feel like I didn't have much to say. Much to say that one would be valuable. And then also with such an oversaturated market, my mind was just stopping me from really tapping into this industry and really tapping into ability to combine video and audio work and see how that happens, you know. And sometimes, if I'm being honest, sometimes the devil will do that. Sometimes the devil will tell you there's too many people in that industry, there's not enough space. Like, why would your voice, or why would your opinions, or why would your personality, or why would your little source do anything that will shift things. But unfortunately, delayed obedience really is disobedient. And unfortunately, I was disobedient. Like, God has been calling me to do this even whilst I was still doing YouTube at the time. Now, pause. For some of you that might have not known, yes, I did YouTube before. I was doing vlogs during university and, eesh, lad. Thanks, we give you thanks for all you have done. Yeah, so I will continue to have these little segments, guys, called Hosannic Breaks. And yes, I'm giving credit to where credit is due. You know who you are. It was an idea that my friend gave to me, and he was like, yeah, you sing so much in a way where you need a segment just to sing praises unto the Lord. So every time I sing a little, you know, praise break, don't be alarmed. I have to keep on giving God glory. Thank you. But anyway, I digress again. Like, gosh, guys, the point that I was trying to make is I noticed with myself, like, I just kept on being disobedient, and it's not, I had to keep on giving myself grace after a while, you know. If you notice with myself, again, I was questioning whether I have enough resources, I have enough people, I know enough to even start this podcast. And again, I really was just doubting myself. And it's mad because there's no need for that, you know. I always hear people saying, use what you have right now, use what is in your hand right now to do what you can, and then all the other resources will come later. So even before starting this podcast, I had to fast and say, God, is this actually what you want me to do? Like, I had to pray about it. I asked my sisters and my inner circle to really be like, guys, I need you to pray for me to see that this thing isn't just a cute little project. Like, this is actually a ministry to be able to really push forward people's stories and encourage people that it is a safe space. It is really a safe space to talk, to be able to encourage one another, to again seek connection in this corner of the world. And as much as I will be silly, and as much as I will be daft, and as much as I will show my personality, I do want to have those serious conversations. I do want to have the conversations that talk about how do you deal with imposter syndrome, which again we'll definitely dive into today. How do you deal with lack of communication, you know, that meme, great. How do you actually deal with not feeling like you're enough, or feeling like you always have to compensate, or feeling like you always have to show up in a way that's not true to yourself, or that's not true to the values in which you, you know, pertain? And I'm really just trying to speak onto somebody right now that feels as though they have to keep on putting this facade, or keep on putting this fake image, or keep on pretending to not be who Christ has called them to be. I'm actually here to really call you out and say, let's step up, let's stand up, let our knees not be weak, and let's really take charge of what we've been called to do. Because as unfortunate as it is, certain people's destinies are dependent on you moving, bro. Let that sit with you. You sitting? Has it sat down? Let me repeat it again for the book. Certain people's destinies are dependent on you moving. If you do not be obedient, if you do not use what is in your hand, if you do not take charge and go back to God and continue to really be like, bro, I need to do this. If you don't recognize the necessity of your movement, then you really are just like, what's it called? You're even looking at God's gift of your life and thinking, this year, your thing. I'm excited for the boldness that I've taken to even come all the way where I'm at now. Brother, guys, let me tell you something. Yeah, let me go down to a story, innit? Let me just break down a quick story. So this morning, I woke up, did what I needed to do, put my wig on. Don't mind the wig. Mind your business. In fact, bear mind or bear witness, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. Come on. Regardless, woke up this morning and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually recording a podcast episode. And my friends are like, yeah, good luck. Which I honestly, guys, love you, appreciate you. But in the back of my mind, I was so close to like canceling today. I was so close to canceling today and just being like, I just can't, because it wasn't even feeling overwhelmed. I think it was just, it was fundamentally feeling like an imposter. Feeling as though that I don't have the ability to step into this room and speak life over to people. Even though, again, scripture calls us to really recognize that there's power of life and death in the tongue. So I was so close to canceling it because I was just like, I don't have anything to say. Like, why am I trying to do the most? Like, why am I coming all the way by myself, setting up the lighting by myself, mics by myself? Why am I coming here and feeling as though I have the privilege or ability to speak? And that kind of thing really made me feel uncomfortable. Even traveling here, I was like, oh my gosh, I won't be able to, no, Ross, like, it's gonna be too much. They're gonna look at me like, why is she here? She ain't got no team, she ain't got no support, she ain't got nothing. But sometimes we really need to capture those thoughts, hold them captive and chuck them out and be like, you have no place here. And that's just a word of encouragement, that the harsh reality is, like, and someone said this yesterday, actually, at an event I was at, that growth actually comes in the uncomfortable space where there's not a lot of comfort, where there's not the biggest amount of support. Of course, there'll be people supporting you, but growth really comes when you have to face yourself in the mirror and ask, okay, how badly does this need to happen? How badly do I need to shift? How badly do I need to move things around in order for things to happen? It you know, it even reminds me of the scripture where it says, seek ye first the kingdom and all other things shall be added unto you. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, if that scripture is wrong, but I know when the first word being seek, to seek something out, you need to move things around. If we're playing hide and seek, yeah, and I'm sitting here and I said, okay, I sit in the same position and I just move my neck around, how can I find the person that is hiding? How can I find the treasure that is behind something else? See, that's a word for somebody. Hallelujah. That for you to seek, or for you to really get what you're trying to get, it says seek the kingdom. So seek, move things around, shift your routine, seek the kingdom first. Seek obedience first, seek him first. Move things around, shift your position, shift your posture, get up and move. You still sitting? Get up and move. And then that gives somebody else permission to authentically be themselves, authentically move, or authentically do what they've been called to do. So that's why today I'm here. I'm here to obviously, like, just trigger bear man. Do you get? Just be like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you know, there's motivational speakers that say, stand up, how dare you, you're still, no, I'm like, you know, there's people that scream, oh my god, it's 5 a.m and you're still in bed. Yes, I am still in bed. Do you want me to not sleep? Scripture talks about sweet sleep. I would like sweet sleep, thanks, but I'm not here to do that. But what I am here to do is really just say, okay, cool, this corner of the internet that seeks connection, that seeks to have candid conversations, that seeks really to make sure that it is a community and that we are growing as a community, how best can we grow? How best can we grow? And yes, of course, there will be times where it just, you're tired. You don't want to get up. You don't want to move. You don't want to shift. You're hungry. Cool. But let's stop using this as the excuse, the sole excuse for us to do what we've been called to do. But I know before Abraham knew where he was going, God genuinely told him, I need you to get up and go. And that level of faith and that level of understanding and that level of, no, like, God really has a plan for me that is full of goodness and full of hope. And it's a beautiful plan at that. And it's a future at that. How dare I not trust the same God that got me to this position that can take me even higher? You know, So same way how Abraham was like, nah, like, brother, bun it. Like, let me just go in it. Yeah, let me just take. Everyone pack up. Yeah, no, leave the goat, man. Leave. No, leave. Listen, the sandal will get a new one. Leave that thing there. Leave that bag there. Same way how he told all his brethren and all his family to get up and go is the same way how I just want to encourage you. Like, let's get up and go. Let's get up and move. Let's get up and really chase after that vision, you know, that we needed to write down and run with it. That's what I'm doing. I'm running with it. And I won't always get it right. I won't always get it correct. But I just hope and pray that, yeah, man, like, it was just like it and that you get like, yeah. I'm just excited that I've been privileged enough to really just record it. And we always joke about it, like, oh my gosh, we should so record a podcast app. We should so record a podcast app. But now we're here and I'm like, I'm recording a podcast episode. Anyway, so I'll explain the structure of the actual podcast itself. Every podcast will hopefully start with a prayer. Every podcast will obviously start with our guests introducing themselves. But then also I have these two segments that I'd like you both to like, I'd like us both to encourage each other. Do you understand? Wonderful. Somebody say amen in the comments. I mean. Now, the first kind of segment is actually called Conte's Connection. And one of the questions will be quite a deep question, similar to Jubilee, where you'll ask a question and it will be kind of a introspective, is that the word? I don't even know. Anyway, very reflective question, something for you to think about and something that hopefully will, again, build a connection amongst me and my peer. And then the final question is Conte's curriculum. Now, I've been told several times that I can be tapped. Like, there's tap, there's spring water, there's sparkling water, and then there's tapped. Yeah? As in, like, trapped with the lady with the purple lips, but without the R in it. Because life. Well, besides that, I've been told I can be incredibly, like, woohoo up here, which is okay. We love a bit of weirdness. For you to be a creative, you need to be a bit weird. That's fine. But I have this thing where I notice color and music, and I connect two different senses together, and I ask people, okay, what do you think? Now, that might have been a bunch of waffle to you, which is fine. I'll give you an example as to what I mean by Conte's curriculum. I will ask the most random question, something that does not make any logical sense at all. Guys, I haven't eaten. Let's not discuss the belly, yeah? Okay? And I know somebody's going to come. In fact, I know so many people are going to come for me like, Deborah, why didn't you eat? Don't worry about that. If you really love me, send me money. By now, you would have followed our Instagram, our TikTok, our YouTube. You would have done a 5-star review. You might as well send £5. You might as well sponsor the babe. Why not? You think all of this is for free? It is. Creator's House. Love you guys. If you're over 25, sorry. It's only for us youngers. Per. Anyway. Sorry, but regardless, there'll be two segments called Conte's Connection and one Conte's Curriculum. Again, the Conte's Curriculum section will be something very, very random. Like, if you were a vegetable, what vegetable would you be? 30 marks. And that's just part of it, you know? It's a bit of fun, something lighthearted, something that we don't take ourselves so, so seriously. Obviously, today's episode was something that I was just spitballing off the top of my dome, using my phone as a means to, you know, remember my notes, but realistically, just going on the top of the dome. But let's start with Conte's Connection, yeah? So the first question that I had was, what do I miss most about being a kid? My stomach again is crumbling. Thank you. One thing I miss most about being a kid is just my very raw authenticity. Now, I don't even think I'm a talker now. Yeah. When I was younger, the way I used to talk, the way how I used to just make friends with everybody. Like, I'm good at that now, but before it was just, if I see you, hi, nice to meet you. If I see, there was no level of anxiety or no level of pressure to be this type of person, or no pressure. It was just free fall. Like, you said hi to who you needed to say hi to. You gave a high five who you need to say high five to. There was no real fear in going into things. Like, I literally just used to fall head first into everything. I remember at a point when I was in secondary school, I used to do loads of sports. Like, when I say loads of sports, I mean, especially year nine. I don't know who sent me, but I do basketball, netball, rowing, football, cricket. There was another one that I did. I remember I did hockey at a point. That was so random, but it was like 1-2 session. But regardless, I did like 5 different sports at the same time. And it's not even like I wasn't on all the teams. One of the teams, I was even captain in one of those teams. So at the end of the day, I was just doing bare stuff, and I was falling head first into it because I said, nah, forget this, man, bunny. Like, why not? You get. So I think that's one thing I really miss most about being a kid. The innocence and beauty of just falling wonderfully into things, you know, and not worrying about the consequences and not worrying about how well I'm going to fail. I mean, fail fantastically. Oof. There was one time I even did cross country. Guys, cross country. Now, for some of you that do not know what cross country is, imagine the biggest field you've ever seen in your life, yeah? And they tell you to run around this whole field 3 or 4 times in a time limit as a race. For what? How is that entertaining? I just think that's rude. How dare you think my athleticism is determined by how long I can run? How about if my athleticism was determined by how fast my mind can run? Do you know how many awards I would win? If we'd had a competition on how fast your mind can fly, jump into conclusion, my dear, I would be a winner chicken dinner. That's what I would be. But I have to come and now run sweat as a 13-14 year old just for you to give me a plastic medal. I don't want it. At the time I really wanted it, but now I don't want it. 10 years on, it's like bloody hell, it's a bit long, isn't it? Gosh. But yeah, that's one thing I miss about being a kid, like just being a child, you know, and not having to worry about this whole thing of adulting and pressures of always getting it right and pressures of figuring it out. I was kind of, not even kind of, I was very much free. Anyway, you guys let me know what you think with that particular question. Let me know, like, what did you miss most about being a kid? Was it the fact that your mum would always make you jollof rice? Was it the fact that you knew if you didn't do Sunday chores, you were getting licks? Don't know why you would miss that. That says Sunday as if there's no church on Sunday. Saturday chores, yeah? You knew for a fact you were getting licks. I didn't, though. Help me. I didn't at all. But yeah, that's one thing I miss most about being a kid. I just miss just the childlike innocence. Do I wish to go back? Absolutely not. Because my adulting phrase, as much as we always say adulting sucks, like the fact that I can just get up and drive somewhere, or the fact that I can just get up and like go to dinner wherever I want, is honestly something we can never do as kids. Like, we ate what we got. No matter what was on the table is what we ate. That was it. So that's one thing I miss the most about being a kid. And as I said, let me know genuinely what you miss the most about being a child. Now, this is the other segment that I was talking about, yeah? Called context curriculum. Now, the question that I have here is so silly. And again, I had a list of questions and I just thought I'd pick one. And the one that I picked was this. If you could be a spoon for the day, which food would you like to be eaten with? Now, pause. Not that pause. Get your mind out of the gutter. Renew your mind. Come on. Stand up. But if there was a food that you could be eaten with, obviously if you were a spoon, what food would that be? Now, let's be for real. there's two answers here. There's people that like to be basic and eat the rice and eat the, because you know what you're getting, da 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 da. But you know what I would be? I would be a pho. P-H-O. I would be some kind of broth, some kind of soup, some kind of curry or something. Yeah? Because the way how I would be enjoyed. The way how I would be, like, appreciated. Because you can't eat a foot without a spoon. Even if it's a deep spoon, or I forgot, is it like a ladle, like, anyway? But I forgot what it's called. But any kind of spoon, like, you can't eat ice cream with a fork. You could. But then you're just like, you're just committing treason. How dare you? And then come and watch me. You know what's so funny? Come and watch me eat ice cream with a spoon next week if I'm eating a brownie. Anyway, that's besides the point. As a spoon, yeah, as a circular, flat, rounded instrument to eat with, you know what you're getting with the spoon. Now, 30 marks. Let's debate it. Yeah, as a third speaker. The spoon is the most essential instrument out of all three. You can cut with a spoon. You can scoop with a spoon. You can eat with a spoon. Yeah? With a spoon, you can eat the rices. You can eat the noodles. You can eat the desserts. You can eat the ice creams. You can eat what you need to eat. Then you know for a fact you can even add more on top of the spoon. When you think of a spoon, you think of something that can gather a lot and carry a lot, so I can carry enough. On these shoulders that have not went to the gym, I can carry it. I can carry it. I can carry enough and still be strong for the next meal. And guess what? Without a spoon, you don't. Those fork users, yeah, people that use forks for their rice. Guys, let's wake up. Let's wake up. People that use forks, let's wake up. The rice is just tippling over. In fact, your fork is this small, but my spoon is huge. My spoon is huge. My spoon is fantastic. So if I were a spoon, the food that I'd love to be eaten with is ice cream. Now I'm a sucker for dessert. Any ice cream at that, yeah? Make sure you topple it on top and then enjoy the spoon. Oh, even now, I'm saying I'm even hungry, as if my stomach hasn't disrespected me today. I would have to have ice cream. Like, I'd have to have a sweet treat. I'd have to be enjoyed in a way where it's like the spoon adds to it. So if you were a spoon, what food would you like to be eaten with? Now, I would say I would check the comments and definitely see who has the best answer, and we'll see where we go from there. Now, I could do that. I could really ask yourself what would be the point, but realistically, we're gonna leave it as such, because I'm just so grateful that, of course, my phone's gonna fall. I'm just so grateful that all of you have decided to really tune in today. Like I said, it's a short ep. It's something short and sweet. Most likely it's something that you will digest, something that you will think about, something that I hope has encouraged you to really just go and seek out what God has called you to do. But outside of that, sorry, I'm just checking my lips, guys. Outside of that, I actually hope that this podcast will really just be a platform that people come and really learn from, and people that come and listen, and people that want to listen more will just be encouraged. Because I don't think there's enough encouragement, and I don't think there's enough authentic encouragement. I think a lot of people pat people on the back, but they don't mean it. I think a lot of people are encouraged from a place of selfish intent, which is such a shame. So I'm just praying again, like, whoever bring on this couch, y'all really like turn up, okay? Not in that shake leg and talk, no, I mean, come on. You know, so again, if you still haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. Yeah, make sure you share with a friend. Make sure you do what you need to do. Okay, because at the end of the day, and I'll say it again, we don't want to be what Enemies of progress. Enemies of progress. Enemies of progress. We don't want to be that. We would like to not encourage destructive behavior. Okay. And by you not liking, commenting, subscribing, do what you need to do. Yeah. But you're not sharing. By you not but telling your auntie, your uncle, your dad, your mom, your dog for not subscribing, I just feel as though it's a hate crime waiting for you to be arrested by. You've seen a beautiful chocolate woman, or you've heard a beautiful chocolate woman on the screen. You don't want to. Come on. Come on. You're better than that. You're better than that. So for all my audio listeners, honestly, guys, I'm so grateful that you've tuned in. For all my visual and audio listeners, again, I'm so, so, so grateful, yeah? Listen, Conte's Corner is the coolest corner of the world. And if you haven't known, get to know. Do you get? It is Conte's Corner. Conte's Corner. Hallelujah. But I'm excited. And make sure you're excited too, okay? See you guys so much. Thank you. It is Conte's Corner. Wow. We really just recorded the first ep. That is so crazy. So, so, so crazy. Y'all! Oh.